Some political watchers say the continuing controversy over Donald Trump's insensitive remarks about the Khans, a Gold Star family who appeared at the Democratic National Convention, could undo his run for the White House. But WYPR senior news analyst Fraser Smith suggests there is something else that might give voters pause.
Did Khizr Khan's eloquent convention speech end the 2016 race for president? Or will it be the prospect of Donald Trump's finger on the nuclear button? Or will it be President Obama's declaration that Trump is unfit? We may be in for a cascade of such concerns. First, the button. Standing in an airport security line, a woman interrupted a nearby conversation to proudly declare, "I'm for Trump." "Really?" said a friend of mine also in the line. "Absolutely," she said. "You elect these, quote, qualified people. They promise change, but they get to Washington and nothing changes." Or it's not the change she wanted. So elements of a frustrated and angry electorate say, "Let's try something else." Hence Trump, the candidate with no platform, no experience, and no qualifications. My friend asked, "Do you really want Trump to be in charge of the button, the one that launches nuclear strikes?" "Well," she said, suddenly less certain, "there is that." Obviously, some of us hadn't thought it all the way through. Presidents get the button. Still, there is hope. We have a campaign, and the button will be a focal point. Some other issues will arise, to be sure. For example, just how unqualified can a president be? That question came up during the Democratic convention in Philadelphia from Mr. Khan, whose son, a U.S. Army captain, was killed in Afghanistan. A man of authoritative bearing, Khan wondered if the anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim Trump had read the U.S. Constitution. He just happened to have a copy in his jacket pocket. He offered to lend it. Trump's response? "We've had a lot of problems with radical Islamic terror." He couldn't have been talking about Khan or his late son. And by the way, Trump had not served in his war, Vietnam. He had 5 deferments. Would that history change any minds? My suggestion, keep talking about the button.